recording. So checking to see. Yes, it looks like this is recording. So hopefully this will come out as text, but I wanted to share a little bit about a recent experience. So leadership and everybody deals with anxiety. So kind of two parts here, but a little backstory. So my daughter is almost 21. She's a junior in college. And I'll just brag for a second and say that she is on the dean's list. She is getting ready to receive a reward for her social work and humanities college, the program that she's in. So super impressed and I'm proud of her. And so here is like a little story that recently happened to me. So when she was six and going into first grade, it was her first year in school. I was a fairly new mama, had two other little ones at home, and I wasn't so sure about how to do this school thing with our little girl. So we went to a local school and everything seemed really great. And she was in first grade and, you know, so cute, pigtails, losing teeth, all the sweet things, really good reader when she started. But she was like ahead of her class, a smart girl. But somehow there was something about the leadership from the principal down in that school that I was very intimidated by. And the principal just really intimidated me. And even the front desk staff, like I remember going in to volunteer, like taking cookies and cupcakes and reading, going in for like extra reading time and helping with, you know, little tests or whatever in the classroom. And I would always like be nervous when I would walk in to the front door because the front desk ladies would act like they were mad that I was there and I was going to volunteer or just to go have lunch with my daughter or something like that. And so I was just always like nervous and scared about being there. So here I am, it's 15 years later. I'm going back to the same school, but this time I don't have a kid in the school and I'm actually going to meet with a principal who's a friend of mine for a leadership seminar meeting. Like, it's a really good reason that I'm there. There's no reason to be afraid, right? I walk up and I go to hit the button for the intercom so that they can let you into the front room or the front desk. And the lady asks me why I'm there. And for a second, I was completely stunned, like silent. I couldn't say anything because I was like, what? Why am I here? And it took me a second. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm here to meet the principal. Couldn't remember her name. Couldn't remember what my meeting was about. Just completely stunned. Like the anxiety from when we were there with our oldest when she was little just like came flooding back, just the situation and the place. So I went in and, of course, like laughed it off, had a great meeting, and just, you know, it was just funny to think about. But then, like reflecting back on it, there are two main points. One is leadership is so important. Like when I walked into the front desk area this time, the people, the girls at the desk were like, oh, you're here to see the principal. So great. Come on in. She's in this room. Friendly, nice, totally put me at ease. And I was like, why was I nervous? But before, my experience was that the leadership trickled down and she made everyone nervous. And it played into the way her front desk people acted towards the parents who were coming in. This time was a completely different experience. The other thing that I just wanted to like point out and draw attention to is that everybody deals with a little bit of anxiety. Like sometimes, you know, we think that we should be nervous about something because somebody else makes us feel that way. Well, guess what? When I was a young 30-something mama with three kids and one kid in first grade at this school, I was nervous, but I had no reason to be. My daughter was reading off the chart. They had to add a reading chart for her because she was so smart. And I took on this idea that I should be nervous about something when I really had nothing to be nervous about. And so that anxiety like played in again 15 years later. It just like caught up with me and I was like, wait a minute. So here's what I have to say about that. wrap some truth around it. What is the truth about the situation that you're in that has you anxious? Wrap some truth around it. For me, it was that I don't even have a kid in this school anymore. I'm going to see the principal that likes me and I like her and I'm here for a good reason. Back then, the truth that I should have thought about and wrapped around it was I have a really smart kid and I'm here to love her and participate and I'm here to love these other kids and love her teacher. Like, there's nothing for me to be worried about. And the biggest truth in both situations is that I'm loved by a really good God who has a really good plan for me. And there's nothing for me to be anxious about. His word says, don't be anxious, but give all of your cares and prayers and supplication, and he will guard your hearts and minds through a peace that passes understandings in Christ Jesus. So just all those things, I just wanted to share and just share a funny tip. And if you're a leader, love the people at your front desk so that they love the people walking into your place.